Truth is a sneaky little shapeshifter, and if you look in the eye of the beholder, you'll find Truth cuddled up right there next to Beauty.
WHMP, in partnership with the Speaker Sisterhood, celebrates Women's History Month and what many are calling the Year of the Woman, inspired by the words of Oprah, who says, "Speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have."
I'm Lauren from East Hampton. Here's one of my simple truths. My mother first fed me eggs when I was 6 months old, and I spit that nastiness right back at her. At breakfast, I'd barricade myself behind cereal boxes so I wouldn't have to look at runny egg yolks. This was not merely a case of a child's limited palate. I passionately hated certain foods deep into adulthood. In my 40s, that changed. Coffee and eggs? Fried Brussels sprouts? Who knew? The change was fast, it was shocking, and quite frankly, a bit worrisome. At the rate I was going, I'd be smoking cigarettes and sleeping with men in no time. But we all have core truths, innate characteristics that don't change, the things that make us who we are. For example, I will never smoke cigarettes, and the men here in the 413 can all rest easy. I will not be chasing them. Now here's a truth that's a bit more complicated. I'm a writer with an inferiority complex. My engaging and upbeat demeanor masks an almost paralyzing fear that I'm not enough. Talented enough, skilled enough, capable enough. Words come easily, but I don't recognize that as a valuable skill, despite an overwhelming evidence to the contrary. So what's the difference between a core truth and a limiting belief? Does the answer lie in the eye of this beholder? Is there room for inferiority to snuggle up with beauty and truth? Is it too much to hope that inferiority might someday join the ranks of eggs and coffee?
Hear more from members of the Speaker Sisterhood, speaking clubs for women, speaking their truth at WHMP.com.